Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. I guess I'm the winner, right?
The winner?
Of
what?
That Count Basie box set.
No, we're not giving anything away.
I was listening like 3 hours ago, and they were giving away a box set, Count Basie CDs.
That must have been another show. This show started a couple hours ago.
So you're not going to give it to me?
No, I don't have it to give.
What kind of bait and switch you guys running there?
I can't help what was on another show. I mean, it was something given out on another show. This is a whole other program. I don't know what people do on their shows. I don't have anything to give out.
Yeah, but it's your station, right?
I mean, we're on the same station, me and whoever else was giving out a Count Basie box set.
Wow, the great American workforce continues on. Great.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Look, just give me the box set, and we'll call it even, okay?
I don't have the box set to give, and even if I did, I wouldn't give it to you now, because you're coming on, you're like a bully.
You can't talk to me like that.
Why not? You're bullying me.
Hey, do you have any idea who my brother is?
Do I have any idea who your brother is? No.
Well, I'll give you a hint, okay?
Yeah?
My name is Mike Sajak. What does that do for you?
Is your brother is the game show guy?
Yeah, you're going to treat me differently now? Yeah, I thought so.
No, you thought not. So your brother is Pat Sajak?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to treat you differently.
What?
Yeah, what's your name? Mike Sajak?
Mike Sajak. Pat's my baby brother.
He's your baby brother.
Yeah, Patty. That's what I call him when I want to get a rise out of him.
Patty.
Yeah.
Well, how old is he?
Pardon me?
How old is he?
He's 59.
59 is your baby
That's
brother.
That's right.
And you, how old does that make you?
I'm 61.
So your baby brother, Pat Sajak, is the big game show host.
That's right. 3 Emmys, 11 Rayburns, and 6 Gamies. And a People's Choice.
Ray, what are those game show awards? Rayburns?
That's right, yeah. Rayburns are our American Gamies, are Canada.
Okay.
So be careful how you talk to me, okay? Because this could have massively negative repercussions for you, son.
And how so?
Oh, you don't want to know, okay? I've dealt with way bigger fish than you before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So because Pat Sajak's your brother, you're all tough.
Yeah. In a word, yeah. But, you know, I can hear it in your voice.
Hear what?
Terror.
There's no terror
in
my
voice. Oh,
yeah. Trust me, this is hilarious to me that you're calling up the brother of a game show host, and you're actually going to try to shake me down for some box set.
Hey, come on, guy.
What?
Cough up that box set. Come on.
I don't have it to give.
Come on.
And if I did have it, you definitely wouldn't get it because you're acting like a thug.
You don't talk to me. Hey.
I just did talk
to
you like that.
Well, you keep it up. You're going to wind up in the foundation of a junior high school in Trenton.
Oh, so you're going to have me killed.
We'll see. Yeah.
And how are you? You're so powerful.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm powerful and I know power too. You know, I'm tight with power.
You're tight
yeah,
with power.
Yeah.
Because your brother is a game show
That's
host.
Right.
Whoa, I'm shaking. How on earth would you have me killed just because your brother hosts Wheel of Fortune?
Well, you know, just between you and me, Pat's pretty mobbed up.
Pat Sajak is mobbed up.
Yeah, he can do anything. He can get anything. He can make anything happen. He can get jobs for people like he did for me. You know, it's like
So he hired you to do what?
Oh, a couple of things. A lot of different things over the years. Got me a job on Wheel.
His Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, as a consultant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it didn't go so great, though.
What were you doing as a consultant?
Well, you know, basically just, I don't want to call it a casting couch, but, you know, I helped pick some of the contestants, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I
of
will.
The female persuasion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No dudes.
Uh-huh.
That's not on my beat, no.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, things went off the rails a little bit. I got caught rooting through Bill Todman's wall safe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
the one of the game show producers.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, his wall safe.
Yeah. Well, I have a reason, though.
What's the reason?
I was looking for a Band-Aid, you know, because I cut my hand.
Uh-huh. How did you cut your hand?
I cut my hand breaking into Mark Goodson's wall safe.
The other producer.
Right. I never even got workman's comp.
Oh, gee, that sounds really unfair that you didn't get workman's comp for breaking into somebody's wall safe.
Oh, I was so mad at my brother. We didn't talk for a year. I wouldn't forgive him.
Because he wouldn't, what, go to bat for you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They also said I stole some of Vanna's underwear.
Ugh, I don't even want to know about that.
Wait, what?
I don't want to know about it.
You don't talk to me like that. I talk to you like that.
Mike Sajak.
That's right.
So
say the name again with more respect.
Yeah, you, I can just
make it drip with respect.
Well, you know what? It just drips with creepy sadness.
You'll be dripping creepy blood soon.
I can pretty much guess who you are. You're the guy riding your brother's coattails all the way down the line.
Hey, I made it on my own too. You know, I actually worked on his late night show too back in the 80s. Remember that?
Yeah,
he
had a failed talk show.
No, it just had a selective audience.
Yeah, a limited audience.
Well, I was there for 4 of the 6 months. I got canned though.
And why did they can you from that?
Well, I don't want to get into it.
Just give us an idea.
Well, in a nutshell, I made a disparaging remark about Arsenio Hall.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out he was standing right behind me.
I can only guess. If I had to, it was a racial comment you made.
Oh, come on. Times were different then.
Then you could say whatever you wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just be a racist then, and nobody called you on it.
Well, they called me that night. That was kind of sad, you know. On my part, I had to clean out my little locker.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Good.
I had a hard time after that, though, too. It was kind of tough getting work after that.
Why is that?
Well, you know, after that article in Hustler came out.
What article in Hustler?
It was called Wheels of Misfortune.
Uh-huh, and what was this article about?
It was basically about me, Pierre Trebek, and Kent Woolery.
Okay, you, Mike Sajak.
Right.
What was the other guy?
Pierre Trebek.
Pierre Trebek.
Yeah.
Who I'm guessing is Alex Trebek's brother.
Right.
And what was the other name?
Kent Woolery.
Chuck Woolery's brother.
Right.
And it was called Wheel of Misfortune.
Wheels of Misfortune.
I'm sorry I didn't get the name of the article in Hustler correct. I apologize.
No apology could be too great. Don't worry.
So you, what was this article about? It's about failed brothers of game show hosts?
Well, we caught a lot of bad breaks between the three of us.
Uh-huh.
You know, things kind of, we're riding high for a little bit and then kind of, you know, derailed somewhat. Basically, Pierre got caught up in this heavy machinery theft ring, and Kent blew up a bank.
He blew up a bank?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, I could see you getting caught up in some bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like robbery.
Right, and there was the whole remark thing for me and Arsenio, and that, you know, the wall safe stuff, and also the hostage stuff.
Hostage.
On my end.
Hostage. What hostage stuff?
You ever done, like, real bad, like, meth?
Real bad what?
Crystal meth.
No, I never have.
Well, don't. Let me just, let's just say I did it for you, okay?
Okay.
And basically.
So you did enough for a lot of us.
And stuff, just wasn't thinking right, basically, and thought it would be a good idea to take this softball game hostage.
Softball? You took a softball game hostage?
Right, right.
A softball game, like all the players?
Umps, fans, yeah, vendors.
How did you do it?
Well, do you remember that, the guy, the king in his court? Do you remember that at all? Fast-paced softball.
Sure, the yeah. Kind of showy, well, was the guy.
Yeah, he was doing a show in, or, you know, game in Pomona.
Uh-huh.
Yours truly was riding high on the CM and just ran out there with the heat, basically.
With heat, so
yeah.
You were armed.
Two-fisted.
So you went out with two guns.
Yeah, blazing. Yeah, I shot up in the air. It was crazy. There's some great footage on the news, but, you know, not my proudest moment.
It sounds like it might not be your proudest moment.
Right,
so
right.
How did your brother manage to still stay involved with you?
Well, you know, he didn't for you know, the time that I was actually in the hut.
The hut? Oh, yeah. Jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I got out, and he kind of vouched for me. And then when parole came up, you know, I think they were so starstruck by little Patty that they, you know, they kind of caved. Not
uh-huh.
caved, but they saw that I could really benefit society.
How could you benefit society?
Well, by the show that I got going after that.
What do you mean show?
In 1991, Pat helped me put this show together for TV. It was a kid's show.
Uh-huh. What network was that for?
Pardon me?
What network was that
for? Shout Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was
one of their first shows. It was called Sergeant Sajak's Fun Barracks.
So you're Sergeant Sajak.
Exactly, yeah.
And what was the show like?
Oh, it was all my idea. It was great. You know, well, you know how kids love playing Army Man?
Sure.
Well, it was basically that. You know, it was kids basically in boot camp. I mean, kids, one thing I know, kids love getting ordered around.
Yeah.
And they love to eat rations.
Kids, how old of a kid are we talking?
8 to 12.
So kids love getting ordered around.
Yep.
And eating rations. They don't love that, though.
You know what they love more than that?
What?
Pushing their little bodies to their limits.
That's terrible. That's not for kids.
Oh, they loved it. We had push-up contests, pull-up contests, see how long someone could stand me screaming in their face.
So you're on this show just yelling at these kids.
Oh, yeah, and ordering them around and making them do stuff. Character-building exercises, basically.
And how long did this show could not have lasted long?
Only one episode. It didn't get picked. The pilot did not get picked up.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a shocker.
Because I spanked one of the kids.
You spanked a kid that wow. No shock that your show didn't get picked up.
Well, there was a very good reason why I spanked him.
Why is that?
He called me sir.
Okay, and what would be the problem with that?
I'm not a sir. That's an officer. I'm a non-com. I work for a living.
So he
screwed up.
He met you with the wrong title.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you spanked him.
The funny thing was that I was never even actually in the service.
Oh, so you just were pretending to be a military man.
Yeah. I lied about not being able to see back when I got drafted in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you faked that, but you had no problem. In 1991, the show, right?
Yeah.
Took place during the Desert Storm.
Right.
So you had no problem during the heat of America in war playing dress-up, basically.
Just trying to be patriotic and help out our country.
By ordering kids around.
So, I figured, hey.
Screaming in an 8-year-old's face.
Now it's like 10 years later, right? And they're old enough to be real soldiers, and I'm sure they all took something very huge away from that experience.
I'm sure they also did. It's probably... You could call the thing they took away from that experience psychological scarring.
Oh, please. Hey.
Yeah?
Look. Here's how you can make things right with me, all right?
For what? Why do I have to make things right?
Because you didn't give me the box set.
Okay, I Well, why? Okay. Well, let me just...
Look, we'll call it even. You give me the box set, okay, and you buy this gross of iPods from me.
A gross of iPods?
Yeah.
How do you have a gross of iPods?
I came upon them. Let's just say that.
Sure. So they're stolen.
No.
No?
Pat won't care.
Where'd you get them from?
In the storage shed at the Wheel.
So they are stolen.
Hell, they'll never know. You aren't going to rat me out, are you?
You know what? No, I'm not. I kind of don't care.
See, I knew it. Look, buy half of them.
You knew what?
I knew you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't say anything.
You're so creepy.
You're weak.
I'm weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just a leech.
Hey, buy half of them.
No. I'm not going to buy stolen iPods.
Look, how about this?
Yeah?
You buy half of them, I get Pat to come on your show.
That doesn't interest me in the slightest.
He loves music groups.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, as an example, he once had an affair with Marilyn McCoo.
And he doesn't mind you telling people he had an affair with Marilyn McCoo.
Are you going to tell him that I said that?
Oh, you just said it over the radio.
He told me he was proud of me. He said it was some good stuff.
Well, you know, you are just the worst kind of showbiz leech.
Hey, speaking of that stuff.
Yeah?
Can I make a request?
What do you want to hear?
Do you have any of those Penthouse Forum audio cassettes?
No, I don't.
Come on, this is a specific one that I quite like.
Okay, well, I don't want it. I don't have any of them. And no, I don't. This is a radio station. We play music here.
Well, tell me about the stuff you're into.
Like rock music?
No, not that stuff.
What stuff?
Along the lines of the Penthouse Forum.
No, I'm not going to talk about that stuff on the radio.
Look, you hunk of dirt. You give me that box set, or you're going to get sajacked.
I'm going to get sajacked.
Yeah.
And what does that entail?
You don't want to know. It involves several karate chops.
From you?
Yeah, others.
A 61-year-old former crystal meth addict.
And my grandson.
You're going to actually not just fight me straight up.
Hey, I'm a senior citizen at this point.
You talk tough. I don't think you are yet, actually. You talk tough.
Hey, I'm part of the greatest generation.
Yeah. Strung out on crystal meth, stealing iPods from a storage warehouse for Wheel of Fortune.
You're going to get sajacked, mark my words. Hey, well, if you're not going to do the iPod deal, at least give me some food, okay?
Food?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to give you food. What do you do? Do you have a job besides stealing stuff?
I certainly do.
What do you do?
I don't steal stuff, okay?
Yeah.
I run a very profitable celebrity memorabilia company, son.
And what is the name of your company?
It's called Sajak Memorabilia.
Uh-huh. And like who, when you say memorabilia, you're celebrity memorabilia?
Yeah.
Like what celebrities?
The good stuff. The big names.
Like who?
Pat Sajak.
Oh, well, there's a shocker. Like, what kind of stuff can I get of Pat Sajak?
All kinds of stuff. Mini wheels, Sajak trading cards, posters, banners.
And this is all, I'm sure... So you're taking this stuff that he signs and whatnot and selling it?
Yeah, we sign it and we sell it. It's great.
We sign it. So you sign it also?
I sign most of it. don't tell anyone, okay?
So it's not Pat Sajak.
A lot of it is. Well, some of parts of it are signed by him, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like posters and mini wheels.
No, I sign those.
You sign them as him?
Right.
Okay.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do you care?
Because people think they're buying Pat Sajak's autograph and they're buying... You forging his autograph?
Wait, what?
You're forging his autograph.
You're going to do what I say from now on, okay? I've had about enough of this, okay?
Enough of what?
No, look.
Yeah?
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it, and you'll die without it.
Wow. Tough talk. From a total leech.
I live it. I've got that tattooed all up and down my legs.
You've got what tattooed up
there? What I just said.
Say it again.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it. You'll die without it.
And what is that? That's your little credo for your life?
That's the Sajak credo. I tried to get Pat to get that tatted on his neck as a birthday present.
Yeah.
But his agent said no dice.
You tried to get him to get a neck tattoo.
Exactly.
Wow, and what a shocker.
He was going to do it, too.
Yeah, but his agent wouldn't let him?
Right, Bernie.
Too bad. Yeah, too bad. If it wasn't for Bernie, you would have gotten them to get that neck tattoo.
I'll give you a neck tattoo.
Of what?
Skull and crossbones. Your own. And underneath it, it's going to say, I died because I was stupid and wouldn't listen to Mike Sajak.
That's what it'll say on the tattoo.
Exactly.
So this business you run, it's all Pat Sajak stuff?
Right.
So you just sell Pat Sajak memorabilia.
What else is there?
Well, I mean, there's other celebrities.
Not in my book.
That's it. That's the only celebrity you represent.
Like, we have some others also.
Like who?
Mason Reese Jr.
The kid from the commercials, right? Mason Reese?
Mason Reese's kid.
Oh, what has he done?
He hasn't done anything yet. He's got some good commercial prospects coming up. He's waiting for the whole that whole Devil's Pride thing to kind of relaunch.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that was.
The Devil's Food or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you represent the son of Mason Reese.
Right, right. And also Robert Hedges.
From Welcome Back, Kotter.
Right.
Juan Epstein.
Right.
And what does he sign?
He's doing this whole thing with this new product.
What is the
product? It's called penicillin.
Okay. All right. And that's like some medication that...
It's probably something you need. I imagine you need
it. I'm not going to talk about it, you creep.
Yeah, you don't call me that. Hey.
Yeah?
At least send me some cigarettes, okay?
What are you, in jail?
None of that filtered crap, all right?
The way you talk, it's like you'll just take anything for free.
I'm not in jail either.
Yeah. Like, yeah, well, it sounds like you've got the jail mentality.
Like a halfway house.
So you're in a halfway house.
And I did
now.
Some of that CM again, and things got kind of out of hand.
Oh.
I held up a basketball game this time.
What is it with you and holding up sporting events?
If you've never done the drug, you'll never know. Just like the invincibility that you feel is incredible. I came, and I'm so lucky that I was with this young lady who kind of kept me from doing this. I almost held up a Dave Matthews concert.
A Dave Matthews concert?
Yeah.
Like a huge 20,000...
Staples Center.
Yeah, so a packed arena you almost held up.
Right.
You really need help.
You don't talk to me like that, son.
It's almost my duty to talk to you that
well,
way.
Well, then it's also your duty to feel the wrath of Sajak. You're gonna get Sajaked. That's my theme song. You're gonna get Sajaked. Sajaked. Sajaked.
I'm gonna get Sajak. So now we can add to the list of people trying to kill me. The older brother of Pat Sajak is after me. Fantastic. Again, it isn't the best show on WFMU until somebody tries to kill me. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.